Yesterday we were discussing the maximum amount of sechach that's necessary to be on your sukkah, and more than that would invalidate it. Today I'd like to talk about the very minimum of sechach that should be on the sukkah. It's actually a Gemara in the second parak on Chaf Beis Amud Beis in sukkah, which brings down a contradiction. The Mishnah says v'shisalasim aruba mechamasa ksheira, that the only reason why the sukkah is kosher is because it produces more shade than sun, which imply, says the Gemara, harki hadadi psula. The only reason why it's kosher is because there's more shade than sun. Let's say it's exactly the same, implying if it's 50-50 would not be enough. You need more. 50-50 is not enough. What do you mean? But we learned in the first Mishnah, that the only reason why your sukkah is invalid is because it produces more sun than shade. Hakia dadik shera, implying 50-50 would be kosher. And the Gemara answers, it's not a question. Kan milamalu, kan milamata. One is above and one's below. And Rav Papa, in fact, says, Hainu damri inchi, this is what people say, kizuza mil'el ki istri milatachas, that a smaller coin, a zuz, if you hold it up above, if you look at the ground, it looks like a larger coin, the shade, which is produced by the coin above, like the size of an istra. Now, what exactly does this mean as far as halacha is concerned? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us as follows. Sukkah shahachamasa v'salasa shavin milamalu psula. Now, if you have a sukkah that there's exactly the same amount of above on the schach, the top of your roof, is exactly the same. 50% shade, 50% sun, that's not a good sukkah. Why not? Lefi shachama mispashetes berichuka. Now, what's happening is that when the sun hits that part above, it creates a larger amount of light, and it disperses itself on the ground. Dehei lomata chamasimu misalasa. That if you have exactly 50% up top, it's guaranteed that on the bottom of the floor, there'll be more sun than shade. Aval im chamasa v'salasa shavin momatek shera. But if you're able to see that there's the same amount of sun and shade on the bottom, then it's a good sukkah. So on this, Mishnah Berurah tells us, the oz, in a situation where there's not enough shade on the bottom, so how does this work? Why is it not a good sukkah? Because for us, it's batal hamiyot neged harov. The minority, which is shade, becomes as though it doesn't exist opposite the majority of sun. V'havi ki'il lo sichach klal, as though there's no schach on your roof at all. V'shavin milmata k'shera. However, if they're equal on the bottom, it's fine. Diadua, because then you'll know, the uz lamala makoim hakanim rechavim min ha'avir. It's guaranteed that there must be larger pieces of reeds and wood and schach more than your airspace. Which brings us to another question. There are a lot of people that have an understanding that you have to make sure that you have a tremendous amount of schach. Which brings us to the next halacha. Rabbi Yosef Karo states, Im barov mimena silsa meruba, umiyat mimena chamasa meruba, what's the law? If the majority of your sukkah produces more shade than sun, but there's small parts of your sukkah which produce more sun than shade. So the question is that considered to be a sukkah kshera, or does every inch of your sukkah need to be more shade than sun? So says the Mechaber that be'inyan shikish nistare, with regard to combining what happens, we combine yachad hachama v'atzel shel kol sukkah. Yes, salasim rubim mechamasa mashuk share, just as long as if you would calculate your entire sukkah, that at least a drop more there is of shade than of sun, then it's a sukkah kshera, it's a fine sukkah. So it's not necessary that every inch of your sukkah must produce more shade than sun. Just as long as you have enough schach combined to make it selasim ruba mechamasa, more shade than sun, that's fine. Which leads us to a very important Mishnah Berurah. Because a lot of people think when you're sitting in a sukkah and there's certain parts where there's not so much schach, but of course there is schach straight through, however, there's just not a lot of it. And maybe there's a corner or a certain area of the sukkah where the schach is not more shade than sun. So some people are like, oh, don't sit over there. Sit underneath the part of the sukkah which is more shade than sun. Is that necessary? So listen to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Efilu leishet tachas osu chelek." Even if you sit under the part of your sukkah, shechamasa meruba, where that part, that small section of your sukkah, produces more sun, that's not a problem. You're allowed to sit there. Why? Why are you allowed to sit there? It produces more sun than shade. Because we look at the entire sukkah, and if the entire sukkah produces more shade than sun, it doesn't matter if there's certain small sections of your sukkah that produce more sun than shade, because we don't look at each part as a separate entity. Rather, we look at it as one big sukkah. And if it happens to be that your one large sukkah, in combination, has more shade than sun, then it's the sukkah kasher. However, the Mishnah Berurah does warn us that if you would have a large space of 7x7 tefachim, 7x7 hand breadths, which could be about 2x2 feet, if you have a large section like that where it's more sun than shade, there in fact are some people that are particular and have to sit underneath that, because that's already the minimum size of a sukkah to itself, and that's considered a makam chashuv, that's considered like a special important entity, and therefore, if that would be the case, certainly you have a right to say, I don't want to sit under that section. However, if it's just a very small part where there's not so much schach, but really everywhere else there is plenty of schach, there's no issue. You can sit there. You can sit anywhere in that sukkah because it's one sukkah. And if it's a kosher sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah only in certain parts. It's a kosher sukkah in all parts. And therefore, you should feel comfortable to sit anywhere in that sukkah and make the bracha aleish of a sukkah, because that's not a problem whatsoever. Adonai chavetz man sin kriyadu tzarav yadir. Kaddish derbanan.